Solo on Sports here. I'm here to break down the recruiting classes for A&M Aggies and the Texas Longhorns. I don't know much about recruiting and don't know much about this, but my son knows a lot about it. He keeps me in the loop of what's going on, so I brought him on the show to break down the Aggies and the Longhorns. So how we going, son? What we got going on here with those Aggies?
So starting off with the Aggies, they got – this is the best recruiting class within – past 10 years, especially on the defensive side, especially on the D-line. This is a very big class on offensive end and defensive end. This is the best D-line class we've seen in years with a bunch of 5-stars and 4-stars. Starting off with 5-stars like Eni Wright. He is the second-best edge rusher in the country and is a very, very, very big skill set when it comes to him. He should be number one when it comes to edge rushers in the nation, but they got him under a big name that went to a different school. But he's like 6'5", a very big kid, a lot of speed, a lot of explosiveness, and can make a lot of big plays.
So was A&M his top choice, or did he have other choices? Was that the top school he wanted to go to?
Yes, it's top school he wanted to go to. But of course, like all other recruits, they got, you know, like
Alabama.
Top three, top four. They got Georgia, Ohio State. Like the big schools usually going to be in the top five.
And if you're going to be in the SEC, you got to build that defense.
Yes, the O-line and D-line, like you said, always have to be
sure. What else going on there, up there in Aggieland?
So, back on the offensive side, specifically on the offensive tackle, the Aggies got a big name when it comes to offensive tackles, Cam Dewberry. At first, whenever he first announced his top three when it comes to A&M, OU, Oklahoma, and Texas, we thought it was going to go to Texas, then A&M start pushing hard for him to go get him. Then A&M eventually it was able to close in within the past week or two. The fine closed him in. Then, you know, Texas got out of the mix. Then OU got out of the mix. So that was a very big pickup for them because he's for sure one nation's best.
So when they're picking these schools now, since the kids can make money in college now, is that a big factor in what school they decide to go to?
Very, very big factor because you remember the best QB in the nation when it comes to this year's class, Quinn Edwards. That's the main reason why he went to Texas. Now he already won't want to go to Texas before, but now he really want to go to Texas because the NIL money. NIL money is big when it comes to getting these recruits. So why not when the money era when it comes to college? Because with the signings just passing, so it's gonna be big. So even the bigger schools are gonna be getting even better recruits, but the smaller schools gonna be tougher to get those big recruits.
So the guy that Jackson State.
Is Travis Hunter?
Yeah, the cornerback that Deion Sanders got to go to HBCU, which I think is great. So I'm guessing Deion got in some endorsement deals, or that has something to do with it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The NIL money is going to be nice for him. It's not going to be as big as those other schools, but another thing that he wanted to go to the HBCU, especially with Deion, to learn from the best corner of all time.
Prime.
Yes.
So Bryce Young, the Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama.
Yes.
I heard that he's already a millionaire. So
yeah, he is already a millionaire. He's all make a lot of money. He just won the Heisman, so that makes it even better. So he's gonna get way more endorsements.
I think this is great, man, because I think these kids are making millions and millions of dollars for the schools, so they should be able to get money. This goes back to, I don't know if you've been remember the O'Bannon brothers. This is off the subject from there.
I don't know.
The O'Bannon brothers were UCLA players. They played basketball at UCLA years ago, back in the 90s. And there were video games that came out, you know, NCAA basketball games, football games. And they noticed they were on these games, but they're not making any money off of it.
Yeah.
And you're using my likeness and my name in this game, but I'm not making no money off of it. So they decide they're going to sue. And they won the suit. They stopped making the video games. And this is a part of that. So now if they're going to start making these video games, those guys playing those players. Yeah.
That's
only fair.
It's only fair because people don't realize how much money sports really brings into these schools. And these big-time players, like, for instance, Bryce Young, you got past years like Zion Williamson, Reggie Bush, Vince Young, a bunch of other players, Kevin Durant, other big names, but like bringing in all this money for colleges and not making a single penny. So
Reggie, NIL money. Reggie Bush was already making money, legally.
Yeah, not legally. It was like, you know, it was the coaches that was giving the money, right?
Yeah, he was already getting money. Maybe not the coaches, but there's always been things. I remember some players that, I want to say it was Oklahoma State, got in trouble for, they were on the payroll at a car dealership in Oklahoma, Stillwater, I think, where Oklahoma State plays, some small town Oklahoma. And they were on the payroll getting paid, but they weren't actually working there.
Oh, they weren't?
No. So they got busted in trouble, and then they got kicked out of school and all that other stuff. Of course, the school acted like they didn't know what was going on.
Yes, of course, they're not going to admit to
it. The boosters were hooking them up. So that's, but now, they don't have to do that anymore. They can actually go and make their own money, which they should have been doing from the get-go. So I think that's great. Anyway, back on the recruiting thing. So let's get back to those Aggies.
So back to the recruiting thing. So, but this wasn't today, but a couple weeks ago, the number one receiver in the country, I wanted him to go to my Texas Longhorns, but sadly, he went straight to the Aggies.
Yeah.
Evan Stewart. The number one receiver in the country. He's very talented, got a bunch of speed.
He's from Texas?
Yes. No, he's not from Texas. Yes, he is from Texas.
Okay.
And he's beyond good. I really hope everyone could just look at his highlight tape, because I've been looking at him ever since his junior year. Mm-hmm. I've been watching his highlight tape like most of these players.
He's a big kid or just...
He's not little, but, you know, he's like 5'10". Uh-huh. You know, he's probably like like 150, something like that. He's like a Devontae Smith type build.
Okay.
He has a Devontae Smith type set.
Okay.
But he's a very, very good player. And again, the Aggies have
did they get any quarterbacks, or they just...
Yes, they did get a QB. The LSU QB that has played for LSU.
Brad Johnson's son.
Yes, Brad Johnson. He got in the transfer portal and went over there. And while the Aggies QB,
he sucked at LSU though.
No, he wasn't bad. He was okay compared to how, you know, we usually see.
No, man, A&M he sucked QBs. At LSU.
No, he wasn't that bad.
Okay.
He really wasn't that bad. He was just okay. But the just this past year's A&M QB, Zach Calzada.
Calzone.
He entered the transfer portal, but as of right now, we don't know where he's
going. Well, Aggie fans are probably happy about that, because he didn't do much last year but throw interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That good defense they had, it kind of wasted away because he didn't really help them score any points when he was there.
But another thing is that actually getting off the Aggies, so obviously we all know Spencer Rattler, right?
Yeah.
You know, recently entered the transfer portal from Oklahoma and end up going to South Carolina.
Yes, yeah. He's a Gamecock now.
Yeah, so... That is a very big pickup, a very big dub for South Carolina. Even though, you know, no one expects nothing big out of them. Of course, they could possibly make top 25, make a bowl game, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could do something, because since his weapon from Oklahoma, the tight end, he actually followed them to go to South Carolina with them. So, that's a very good dub for
him. Spencer Rattler is about playing, because he wasn't probably going to get a chance to play at Oklahoma anymore.
Nope.
There's a lot of bad blood. Even though the coach and staff left, but still, he probably figures, hey, I can go to another school, get a fresh start, possibly get back in the good graces of all these scouts, and maybe I can get drafted. Because right now his name is Mud right now, because he's the only quarterback that the Oklahoma coach had that didn't make him into a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Because in recent years, you have Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, and a lot of the good QBs we didn't make it.
Jalen Hurts. I forgot about that.
He could have won Heisman, but he didn't.
Yeah, but he was in the
good.
Running.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah. So,
but now back to the Aggies. Though a former main Aggie players, I'm finna name right now. You got Walter Nolan, a five star plus, which is above five star.
How you get above five star?
Is if you like out of this world.
Like, so like if you get 100 plus on the test, you do extra credit to get the extra.
I mean,
once how do you get above a five? I thought five was perfect.
I mean, there are a bunch of five stars, because as of right now, we know, you know, the only five stars when it comes to QB wise and in recruiting history is Vince Young and Quinn Edwards. Now there are a lot of five stars in the country, but you know they're not a perfect 100.
So Trevor Lawrence wasn't a five star?
No, he was a five star, but he wasn't a perfect 100. A lot of players came close, but a lot of players were able to reach that stature on the only players as of right now when it comes to QBs is Quinn Edwards and Vince Young. Those are the only two perfect 100 five stars.
It's a lot of pressure on those guys.
To be great. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't alive at the time, but I can just imagine the pressure on Vince Young coming out of high school to go to Texas and expecting to do all these great things. And he did live to that stature in Texas by winning the national championship in 06.
Yes, he sure did.
So hopefully Quinn Edwards could reach that stature too. And
boy, that would make me so happy.
That would be amazing.
So what else we got? Aggies. Aggie Land.
Aggies. As of today, they got a five-star QB, Connor Wegman. He's very good. They got strong arm accuracy. He's everything you want in a QB.
That's what they need.
Everything.
So, the other guy, Johnson, he's probably only going to play 1 year.
Yeah, so.
And he's trying to.
He's going
to
be the backup for sure.
Yeah, so he's a lefty. He's a lefty, too.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was, he won the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers back in 02?
Yeah, he was their quarterback.
Oh, he was, huh?
People don't talk about that because their defense scored 2 or 3 touchdowns a game. It seemed like it.
But the defense was so good.
Warren Sapp and Derrick Brooks and all those guys. Yeah, but Brad Johnson was that quarterback. Yeah, he got a Super Bowl.
Another player A&M got is Bryce Anderson, the safety.
Mm-hmm.
A very hybrid safety. He could do everything you want. You know, you could play a little bit of linebacker too, but mainly safety. Do everything. Play zone coverage. Play man if you need him to.
Mm-hmm.
He can make big hits if you need him to. So he's a very all around safety. Another 5-star. Now, another 5-star D lineman they have, Gabriel Brownlow Dendy. I know that is a very long name, but
does he have a nickname? We're gonna have to start using that because I don't want to start to use that.
I know, but he's a very fast D line, he's very athletic. Now, personally to me, I have to compare him to the Washington football team star player Chase Young.
Really?
Actually, he's
got that kind of talent, huh?
Yeah, he's very talented, and that's coming from a Washington fan myself. So he's very talented. So. At Aggies, they have a beyond great class this year and even expecting more. And today is not even the only day all these schools going to be going to these top players because they got all these coming up days, weeks, and months for all these players to commit to them. And also another player, they haven't committed to them yet, but it's a lot of insiders predict them to get is Honored Perkins. He's a 5-star linebacker out there. The best linebacker in the country. His top three is LSU, Texas, and A&M. And most people predict for him to go to A&M. So that could possibly be another player for him to go to them.
So right now, they have the number one recruiting class in the country. That goes up and down, though.
Yeah, it goes up and down because just a couple of days ago, they had three. But now they jump right back up to one. But Hunter Perkins, his commitment is going to be January 3rd. So
all these guys can play.
Mm-hmm.
It's about coaching.
Yes, coaching. They're going to
coach him up because we all know 4- and 5-star players. As long as they don't come in with the big head thinking they're better than everybody else,
they're going to be good.
They're really good players. And everyone's beefing up their teams to try to beat who?
Bama.
Now, the Aggies beat them last year.
Yeah,
they beat them this year.
Yeah.
But can they? Now, next time they play, it's going to be in Alabama.
Yeah, because since it's going to be in Alabama.
And Nick Saban, don't forget. When he loses to a team, so he'll be looking forward to that game.
It's gonna be a good game. We'll see what Jimbo Fisher has some.
Jimbo Fisher, let's get to some Longhorns, man.
Longhorns. So obviously we all know the big recruit was who? Quinn Edwards.
Quinn Edwards, yeah.
The 5-star QB.
He's out of Austin, right?
He come from Austin.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm about to say. So he was at Ohio State last year, but he only played 2 snaps the whole entire year. Behind obviously CJ Stroud,
yeah.
So he reinstated for this year's class, and then obviously transferred to Texas.
So he's technically still a freshman.
Yes.
Okay.
So transfer portal over to this class. He's still 18 years old. So over within 2 or 3 years, he could bring home a natty to Austin.
Yeah. By that time, they'll be in the SEC. You think they're good enough to go to the SEC that quick and dominate?
They can.
Let's talk about some of the recruits. Let's see if they fix. If they want to go to the SEC and be successful.
O-line and D-line.
There you go. So, if they fix those two weaknesses that they've been having over the years. Because their new coach.
Steve Stark.
Sark was even saying, I don't care if some of these guys go in the transport portal that was on the roster last year.
Yeah.
He basically said, I don't want them there. I want some tougher guys.
He wants to be.
Yeah. So let's see what he got.
So always starting off great when it comes to the O-line. They got 5-star O-line Kelvin Banks, who was the second offensive tackle in the nation and 15th best player in the nation. He reminds me of a very good NFL O-lineman, Lane Johnson, who plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. He got a bunch of upside, young kid.
Mm-hmm.
He can do everything when it comes to that. Also, another big 4-star O-lineman they got is Cam Williams, and this kid is huge. Guess what his height is?
He's 6'8".
He's 6'7". 6'7", 360.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
He's a huge kid. So it's going to be very big to have him, on, especially on that O-line. And another big pickup they had in the O-line. So usually, Texas, you just go get the skill positions and everything. But specifically this draft class, they of course, focus on the skill position. But this draft class, Stark has been mainly on the O-line and D-line.
Very
especially
important.
The O-line. The O-line is the best O-line class in the whole entire nation, easily. Imagine 5 stars and 4 stars having that.
You know why that's important crazy. For him? Because two things. They got good running backs. Longhorns always get good running backs. You got to block for these dudes. Mm-hmm. And you got to block for the quarterback. So you got to not only get these offensive linemen, you got to have some depth. That's case guy. Because people are going to get hurt every year.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be able to switch guys in and out. And some of these linemen, hopefully those guys can play multiple positions.
Yeah, but outside right tackle and left tackle and right guard, left guard, center.
Yeah, so that's very important also. Who else did they pick up?
Y'all also picked up a D-lineman, Jerry Bledsoe, 4-star. He's very good when it comes to putting pressure on the QB. And another linebacker / edge position, like Michael Parsons plays for the Cowboys, edge linebacker. They got Derek Brown. Agent 00 as his, Instagram name, but actually Agent 00 now, if you're a Texas fan, you go deeper to what these dudes be doing and everything, you would know that D Brown, I'm about to say he be doing a lot of recruiting, Instagram Live or like Twitter and stuff, trying to get a bunch of players to come, and some of these have been working, some of them have because he bought in a 4-star. He bought in a couple players, which is one name of a name right now, Malik Agbo.
Mm-hmm.
He's his top three was his top four was Auburn, Miami, Oklahoma, and Texas. He just recruited today, and is everyone predicting to go to Texas, and he ended up going there because the Derek Bounds was for him to come to Texas. So Big thanks to Bill Brown. We got another 4-star.
That's good. Hopefully, Longhorns can fix that team, man, because last year was pretty embarrassing.
It was, because going from almost being in Oklahoma, from choking the 25-point lead to losing five straight games and losing to Kansas.
Yeah.
Then Kansas put a 50-some on them. It's very embarrassing.
The last game of season, they beat Kansas State, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Kansas State, but barely won that.
They blew it. Like you said, they got leads, but they ended up blowing them. It was a mess, and they had players leaving the team. Hopefully, that stuff's in the past. They can fix this, because we need the Longhorns to get back good, because they're going to be going to SEC soon, and the competition is definitely going to get stiffer, that's for sure.
Another recruit they have is Malik Murphy. He was within the past year, he was a 5-star, but got bumped down to 4-star.
I've heard that name. He's a quarterback, right?
He's quarterback, 6'5".
Okay.
He's very tall, kind of skinny, but he's very tall. He has amazing.
He's a Texas boy, too?
He's a Texas boy. Amazing arm talent. Okay. Amazing arm talent. He got the speed, of course. He got the height, so, he can make the deep passes.
Let me guess. He's another Vince Young.
No, he's not another Vince Young, but... But he has a bunch of talent, but for the next year or two, it's going to be sitting behind Quinn Ewers. So whenever Quinn Ewers leaves and go to NFL drafts, we already got a replacement right there, Malik Murphy.
Well, is that even a guarantee? Because the way these guys – no, my point is the way these guys go into the transport portal now.
Yeah, transport portal.
I would know if after next year, he's like,
I
don't
want
to sit on the bench
time.
Anymore. I want to go somewhere else.
That's the thing, but me and Texas fans have a bunch of faith that he's going to stay and end up, and wait for his time to shine in the burnt orange.
Yeah, because the all those Alabama players, they hardly ever leave. They wait their turn. They wait. They with Mac Jones. Yeah, Waited his turn.
And where he is now.
Yeah, but Mac Jones wasn't a 5-star or anything like that.
No,
he wasn't even recruited that much.
Yeah, he really wasn't. But Nick Saban always somehow would find these very good kids. I don't know how you do it.
Man, you don't have to be a 5-star. You just got to get coached up.
Yeah,
a lot of these dudes have, some guys don't.
Mac Jones has the perfect coaching within the past college. He got Nick Saban and he has Bill Belichick right now.
Some people don't peak in high school.
Now some of them peak in college.
Yeah, or even in the pros. So just because a guy's a 3-star doesn't mean by the time say, man, where'd this kid come from? Why have we missed that? In high school, he wasn't that good.
Yeah, because look at Russell Wilson. He was barely even a 3-star. In college, he went off. Then in college, then in NFL. Looking at now.
Sometimes
possibly reach Hall of Fame.
Sometimes these players get lost, man. There's so many players out there every year.
Many good players.
Yeah.
Overlooked.
So the Longhorns fixed their defense.
Yes, fixed the O-line.
Okay.
Now back to the skill positions. They flipped the commit from Ohio State to Texas. Terrence Brooks. This kid is 16 years old.
So he's a sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore, junior. And surprisingly, he's going to enroll in Texas 3 months early, so he's obviously going to be there. So he's a 5-star corner. So that brings a lot of depth to the corner to the cornerback position because obviously you're going to need that when it comes to you got all these fast receivers, these strong arm QBs. So you're going for sure gonna have that get that secondary straight. If you want to go to the SEC and everything,
you got these
5-star, 4-star.
SEC used to be just all running, but that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure not the case now. For sure. And after they got another running back to come after Bijan Robinson whenever he goes for the draft, and Jaden Blue. To me, he's another Bijan Robinson. Fast. He can break a lot of tackles. He's very crafty when it comes to making tackles and making moves. So that's a very big picker for him.
Plus, they can have a two-headed monster at running back. It don't have to be just one guy carrying the ball every game. That takes some of the pressure off the other running back. So
definitely helps a lot. And another big wideout that they picked up about in August this year, Benin Thompson. Mm-hmm. He was a very big picker for him. Fast receiver, very great hands, beyond great hands. So that right there is a good pickup for him. Yeah, man.
So you're impressed with what the Longhorns have done so far?
Very impressed with what Sark has been able to do with his first offseason. And he's been putting in a lot of work this offseason with everything he's able to do. And making all these late night commits he did. It's very impressive for Sark. So hopefully he can change, do this recruiting class into some successfulness.
I'm telling you, I grew up here in this great state of Texas. I wasn't good enough to go to UT or anything, but all the kids that come out of Texas that are any good want to go play for the Longhorns. They can say what they want to say. There's all Aggies or Oklahoma. Believe me, they want to be a Longhorn.
At least sometime in their life.
That's why the Longhorns got to get it back right, because if they're right, they can get all the players, and just got to coach them up.
Mm-hmm. Because when Texas being bad, they've been bad since 2013, mm-hmm. I think. So of course, all these commits in Texas, they leave and going out of state. So whenever Texas get good again, stay home with Texas.
We gotta put that electric fence around the state. Can't be letting all these great players get out of here, man, and go to the other school, other country, other states, and dominate.
Yeah, because Texas is the best high school football state.
Yes, easily. Texas and Florida, and don't forget about
California
and Georgia got some boys down there. But
California, yeah. So those four, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and then you got California, so the big four.
That's good. Hey, I'm glad you came on and talked a little recruiting with me, because I don't know much about recruiting. You always keep me in the loop with what's going on with the high school football and basketball. We're going to get into some of that, too, because I know you hip to what's going on with those guys, too. And those guys, in high school basketball, when they go to college, they only stay 1 year if they're any good. Mm-hmm. So I know you keep me in the loop on that, and I appreciate everything. Keeping the fans was in touch with what's going on with them Longhorns and them those fighting Aggies, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, appreciate it, son. This is Soul on Sports. We're out.